I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In some countries, the choice to follow Jesus triggers the wrath of family. Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs shares the story of a young woman in the Middle East.
We received last week an urgent request for prayer from one of our contacts living in a Muslim nation, a female university student that he had contact with who was a Christian. Suddenly broke off contact. She suddenly kind of disappeared.
They've since learned that her Muslim family forced her to the mosque and also to break her engagement to a Christian man. She nervously awaits for her father's return to the country.
It's very common to face pressure from the family and even being ostracized by your family, being cut off from your family. Those things are very common.
If you would, please ask God to protect this woman and to soften the hearts of her family. What's best for a child is a question at the forefront of governments and orphan care ministries around the world. In Honduras, the two are coming together to find the best answers. Austin South is the director of Honduras for Orphan Outreach. He says a new agency has reached out to two local NGOs to establish a pilot foster care program. The program would be run by NGOs. And as the pilot foster care program is developed and launched in Honduras, South encourages people to pray.
Actively pray, not just, hey, I'll pray for it, and then you remember it once, but I mean quiet time on your knees praying, not just for the children that are at risk and vulnerable in Honduras, but around the globe.
Learn more about Orphan Outreach's programs in Honduras by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more. And that's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.